That's right. How you doing this afternoon? Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you on WCRS. And today, this afternoon, because you need to know, we are going to be talking to Sister Annie Mae Crabtree. Oh, I mean Annie Freely. Annie Freely, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Doing fine. Well, I tell you what, I mean, I'm not sure how to talk to a comedian who has an alter personality. In fact, somewhere during the show, we may have to bring out that alter personality.
I think we will.
We will.
She's shopping right now, so...
She's shopping?
I'll try to tag her down and see if we can get her to come in for a few minutes for an interview.
Well, that would be really nice. You know, at Sharp Facets is a fabulous gallery out there, and she's never been by, so they're having a great time with her out there in the gallery.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I wonder who that was out there getting all that attention.
Yeah.
Out there in the front. Okay.
Well, she looks kind of like a church lady.
She does. She is something else.
All right, but right now we're going to talk to you, Annie Freely. I understand, where are you from?
I'm from Ware Shoals, South Carolina.
Ware Shoals, South Carolina. Have you lived there all your life, basically?
All my life.
All your life.
Little Ware Shoals, South Carolina. I love Ware Shoals, and I went to Ware Shoals High School. And
yeah. You got the Catfish Festival there?
Oh, yeah.
Festival, excuse me.
That's right. We want to say Feastival. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done a few little shows at the festival for the children's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We really need to tell people that she is actually a comedian, and she works a lot of church shows, and she's done some women's conferences, and she will be at this year she's going to be at the Blues Fest at Clemson Boulevard on April 18th, and she is going to be there. Tony Spearman's going to be there, and you're actually going to open for Tony?
That's right.
How about that?
Yeah, Tony discovered me, and she wanted to give me a chance to, you know, let my light shine, she said.
Let your light shine. Well, I like Tony. She's a fun person. Of course, she lives over in Germany, comes back over here on occasion.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty terrific.
I think that's wonderful, that she recognized little bitty me.
Little bitty you.
Out of all the people she could have contacted, she contacted Annie Freely, better known as Annie Mae Crabtree in character.
Well, you know, I understand that as you were growing up, you had some rather different type of ideas. I mean, coming from Ware Shoals, you know, what is it that you wanted to be when you grew up?
Believe it or not, I mean, okay, they laughed at me, but I wanted to be a clown in the Barlum and Bailey Circus. I really did. And now that's, you know, like I say, an adolescent growing up. I just had that interest and wanted to do that.
You know, have you ever been to Florida to the Barnum and Bailey Circus, the school that they have down there in Sarasota?
No, I never went to but I have been to a few. Not that one.
Yeah, mm-mm. But they actually have a school that teaches you how to be a clown.
Oh, I really wanted to go. I really wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
I never got a chance.
Never got a chance to do it. But what would make you want to be a clown?
Well, it was, I guess you could say it was family inherited.
Family inherited, okay.
My family history of my brothers and sisters, I say my siblings, we did a lot of joking around, like I say, clowning around.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah,
now.
We did. We created skits.
Yeah.
We did our own little skits during the holidays. We done, especially Christmas and Thanksgiving, we would, you know, play Santa Claus or the elves, and we would do things like that just for our parents, you know, just to entertain our parents.
All right. Now, I understand that because a lot of kids do that. But to actually have as a career goal to become a clown for the Barnum and Bailey Circus. I mean, you know, that's taking it a little bit beyond those home entertainment things you're talking about.
I'm just different. That's all I can say.
I mean, when everybody said, what do you want to be when you grow up? You told them you wanted to be a clown.
A clown. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
But they do. They make a joke about that, too. So.
Yeah. Well, as you've grown up, though, I guess, actually, you have continued to have a good time with it.
I do. I've kind of, like I say, grown with it into a character.
And how did you develop the character?
Well, I say my family members helped me with that.
Yeah.
Especially one of my oldest sister. She invited me to a women's conference and asked me hey, why don't I show off some of my some of my art of comedy? I said, well, I don't know. I will try it. I'll try it to the best of my ability and see what we can get out of it. And I done it. I done a little skit, Looking for a Man, and it was a hit.
Looking for a man. Did you ever find one in the audience there?
I did not.
Well, it was a women's conference. That wasn't a good place to look for one.
You're correct.
You're correct. There were not a lot of men sitting in the audience, were there?
No. But it worked out pretty good. Joke-wise, it was fun. Yeah.
Were you nervous?
I was scared to death. I mean, I was shaking in my boots, my socks, my... I was nervous.
Now, but does it become easier when you become the character?
It does.
I mean, do you take on the mannerisms and everything of the character so that maybe it's not as scary as if it was you standing right there?
That's
you know, the comedians of the day that used to just stand there and crack jokes, right?
Right.
You know, do you think you could do that? You know, just stand up there on a stage and just crack a joke and hope that the audience got it and that they laughed.
I don't know if I could, since I've grown with this character now, I don't know if I could do it the character.
How long have you and the character been together?
Oh, about 7 years.
7 years.
A long time.
Are you still looking for a man?
Believe it or not, I am still looking for a man.
Wow.
Isn't that
okay?
Sad, isn't it?
It is. Have you checked out the internet, Annie Freely?
I heard that they are... No, I better not go there.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't know. I've heard it's a lot of scams on the...
Well, there are. But I just didn't know if, you know, maybe as you're sitting there thinking, where am I going to find this man?
But I'm going to tell you, Annie Mae Crabtree did. She done some searching, and she ran into a couple of men.
Mm-hmm.
And she might could tell you about her experience.
Well, we'd be looking forward to that.
After I heard her experience, I backed out.
Oh, okay. So you were thinking about going there.
Right. I said, oh, well, I think I'll just wait and let the Lord find me a man naturally.
Okay.
Let him send him to me.
All right. Well, listen, we are here with Annie Freely, and we are going to be talking more about her character, Sister Annie Mae Crabtree, and we may actually have Annie Mae Crabtree with us. She is going to be at the Blues Fest and Clemson Boulevard on April 18th of this year. You're also going to be on Jack Roper's show.
That's right. This Friday at 10 on WSPA Channel 7. Oh, my goodness.
So are you going as Annie Mae or as yourself?
Well, I'm going as Annie Freely, but when I get there, I think they're going to open the doors for Annie Crabtree.
Okay. Well, it might be a little easier. That's true. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, we'll be right back. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Annie Freely, have you been to an event that she's been at? She does weddings and birthday parties for children and adults, anniversaries, senior banquets. And she's always, you may only know her as Annie Mae Crabtree. And what do you do when you're not being Annie Mae, just out of curiosity?
When I'm not being Annie Mae Crabtree?
Right. What do you do? Work. You work.
Oh, I just work. I do my home health care, and I sleep.
And you sleep. Okay. Well, you know, I think if you work
to get some rest somewhere with it.
Well, I thought it was very interesting because you work with visiting angels.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you see them advertised, but I cannot say that I have ever known anybody who actually worked for them. So
isn't
I think that's
something.
Yeah.
Well, that makes my day. Isn't that something?
True. Yeah. Well, it sounds like such a good organization. And now we met somebody that does this. Do they ever try to, match you up with somebody that needs some comic relief?
Well, they've tried.
They tried? Okay, what does that mean now?
But if you, like some of the patients, if they have Alzheimer's or dementia, I mean, they really think she's off her rocker.
They think I'm fine.
And
it's you that has the problem.
Yeah, you're off your rocker. Get her out of here.
But they always talk about visiting angels as good for people who just need some extra help around the house or to be with them or this type of thing.
That's correct.
That's why I was wondering if the humor aspect would play well.
And I do. I use a little humor. I try to sing little corny songs and things like that to, you know, to ease them over if they're agitated or, you know, upset about something. I try. And I try to do a little dance or something to make them smile.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I try.
Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you work with this, how do you come up with your comedy routines? I mean, you know, some people I've heard they take everyday incidents and watch and see people doing dumb stuff and, you know, build on that.
Yeah, well, kind of. This everyday life. I kind of use myself as something that I went through, a good or bad experience.
Right.
And I turn it into that, into the comedy.
Right.
That's how majority of the time.
Okay. And Annie Mae Crabtree, now, where did she come from? I mean, was she based on a favorite aunt or a grandmother or, you know, anything like that? Or maybe a neighbor or something?
I just created it out of, I was just trying to think of a good name. Just like a sourpuss lady looking for a man and can't get that man and, you know, kind of griping and complaining all the time. I just thought that would be the perfect name, Crabtree.
Yeah, it is kind of crabby.
Yeah, there you go.
Crabby. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
That's how you got there with
that's kind of how, I kind of related that to being crabby because you ain't got no man.
Okay. Well, you know, what do you think about the state of humor today, though? It has to be difficult because it seems to me a lot of people like this really extreme, I'll say extreme, over the top, and the, I'll say, good old-fashioned humor sometimes suffers in today's world. It's hard to find people, number one, that are doing it, but number two, the public seems to want this, have this appetite for the outrageous.
Yeah, It's always that number one slot. Everybody wants to be number one.
Sure.
It's competition today.
Right.
That's what it is. Who can get the most hits? You know, like I said, sometimes it's money. Years ago, it wasn't all about the money, but now it's about the money.
Right.
Or the popularity or the reputation. You know, that comes first now and everything. So everything has really changed.
So how would you say that, what is your humor based on? It's based on everyday experiences. It's based on...
I would just say everyday experience, everyday life. You know, what I try to do in the skit, I try to get a message across to women and men, young and old, and relationships, just trying to let them know that you don't have to be in a hurry, you know, to take your time when it does come to relationships or any kind of situation in life, you know. And I try to, what I'm trying to say is just put God first. Mm-hmm. We need to put God first in everything we do, basically, when it comes to that, making those kind of decisions.
So right. Would you say your humor is more religious-based?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, because you see so much different stuff, and some of the stuff that is out there today is so over the top and so disgusting, you just go, I got to change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
Or why is this on here? And then you think about some of the comedians from the past, like Seinfeld.
Right.
And he's timeless. He is still good today in this world, right? He still has it, right? Mm-hmm. And you still can watch the reruns of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and he's a successful comedian as just mm-hmm. a comedian. And then you think of people like Rodney Dangerfield
uh-huh.
that were just looking at him just yeah. made you laugh.
Basically, even like you say, the joke might not be as the biggest joke and the funniest or the biggest joke there is, but it's just him, his personality, his look.
Right.
That's what really makes him funny.
Sure. The delivery of everything.
He created that character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what makes it very interesting, but also think it makes it a very difficult field. Now, do you do any stand-up comedy? I mean, do you do any comedy shows, comedy clubs?
I don't. I just use the character, and I haven't got that far yet. Not yet. Mike, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows what the future might hold?
Well, who knows what may come out of you being an opening act for Tony Spearman?
That's right. We just don't know.
Yeah.
Just never know.
Now, how long is your show going to be for Tony?
I'm looking at maybe 20 to 30 minutes. Yeah. It shouldn't be not that long.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it should be fun, and it sounds like that Annie Mae Crabtree has gotten your credit card and doing damage out in our store.
Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. Oh, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. We've got sterling silver out there, 60% off. I also understand she likes pearls a whole lot.
Oh, my goodness. Pearl gloves. She loves the glamour. Oh,
she's a
my.
Glamour girl?
Oh, yes. Makeup galore.
And makeup, too. Wow. Well, this is so cool, and I am so glad to have the opportunity to talk to you. But not only do you do this comedy, but you actually have a nephew that is part of the act, too.
Exactly. Yeah, he plays Deacon Leroy.
Deacon Leroy.
Yeah, he's my church-going boyfriend. Sometimes he's my boyfriend. Sometimes he's my ex-boyfriend. So it's whatever the mood he's in or whatever the character calls for.
Yeah.
But he does a great job. He really does. Mm-hmm.
But I don't suppose this is something you could support yourself in full time.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no.
This is just right now I'm just looking at it as fun. You know, part-time change, maybe.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But like you say, maybe in the future, who knows? I might take it up full time.
Yeah. You might mm-hmm. totally convert yeah. over and be Annie Mae Crabtree.
Yeah. Just forget about my whole.
Annie. And we won't know what happened to Annie Freely.
What happened to Annie Freely? She's gone.
She's gone. All right. Well, we are here with Annie Freely. She is from Ware Shoals. You still live in Ware Shoals?
Yes? I do.
Yeah.
I
okay. do. And she has a comedy routine where she becomes Sister Annie Mae Crabtree. We're going to get ready and hear South Carolina radio news and a word from our sponsors. And you know what? We're coming right back. So don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that That's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. And Annie Freely went out there and got Sister Annie Mae Crabtree. She's sitting across from me today, right now. How you doing, Sister Annie?
Oh, honey, hush your mouth, girl. Oh, I'm so glad to be here today, Lord. I was out there in that gallery looking at all that beautiful stuff. Lord have mercy. I can't buy it all. I just can't buy it all. But I just got a few items.
A few items?
I just got a few.
Girl. How do you think Annie will feel about it?
Oh, she gonna be crying because she can't afford it. Just be crying all the time. Oh, poor child.
Poor
just
child.
Can't afford it.
Well, I must say that's quite a get-up you have there. You have that beautiful Sunday hat on here, and it's only Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, I got to look good at all times, honey. Because you know my story.
Your story.
Because I'm looking for a man. Yeah.
Well, how's that search going?
Child.
How long you been looking for a man?
Oh, Lord have mercy, child. I've been looking. I've been looking 20 years.
20 years and you haven't found one?
Lord, my Pastor Doolittle done mad and remad 4 times, child, and I'm still looking. Oh, good Lord.
Well, what do you think the problem is, Annie Mae?
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm going to tell you now. Let me see. Half of them dead, mostly done died on me, Lord. Now I was married, though. Was married. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, he left me bankrupt. And then the other one, let's see what happened to the, I've been married twice.
Twice?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I thought you'd been always looking for a man.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What happened to the second one?
Well, I ain't seen that man since he cashed his bonus check.
Well, I could ask you what he get a bonus check for anyway.
But I have. I've been looking. I just ain't. Honey, I was looking while I was married. Looking.
You were.
Looking, yeah. Well, I ain't found nothing yet.
Well, just out of curiosity, where do you look for a man?
Oh, Lord, the byways and highways of all over the surrounding areas. And I still ain't found nobody yet. But let me tell you, Aunt, I'm looking for somebody tall.
Okay.
Handsome. You
okay.
know, a Christian man.
Christian man.
Now, wait a minute now. Now, if he ain't no Christian, I'll make him one. Lord, Aunt, let me hush my mouth. Ooh, I'm talking too much now.
You gonna make him take his name take the Lord's name in vain?
Oh, I'll make him a Christian. Let me hush, but that ain't nothing but the devil.
That's but the devil. Well, I tell you, what do you think it takes to find a man, though? I mean, what type of mythology are you using to find a man? Like, are you going on the internet, or are you going to bars?
Oh, let me tell you, honey, I have tried it all. I tried that old internet. Lord, girl.
What happened with that? Because a lot of people are getting hitched that way now.
Oh, well, it didn't happen for me.
Okay.
Oh, honey, that man kept telling me he needed money, honey.
Oh.
Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you give him money?
Yes, I did, like a fool. I didn't have no sense. I was desperate, out of desperation. I went on and gave him some money.
Yeah.
And then he told me he was going to meet me, you know. And I ain't never
you
seen
the
man.
But
no, I ain't never met the man.
And
no,
you
ain't
still
never,
gave him money?
But I gave him everything I had, just everything I had. Then he told me he was going to meet me at the airport.
Yeah.
To see me, but he said he needed $2,000 more to meet me at the airport.
Okay. So did you give him $2,000 more?
Yes, I did. Out of desperation, Ann.
Did you talk to the Lord about this?
No, I didn't, Ann.
That's
I didn't.
Problem.
That's what happened. Well, I was just so desperate. I should have waited on the Lord.
Okay.
To send me, but let me tell you what happened, though, Ann.
What?
When I got there, honey. Lord, He had them old beady eyes.
Beady eyes?
Yeah. He was breathing hard.
Okay.
Yeah. He was all hairy looking. Yeah.
Now, what are you describing? Like, is that a man?
It sounds like I'm describing a gorilla, don't it?
Kind of man.
Well, honey, it was a gorilla. They had set me up with a gorilla and took everything I had. But you know, like you say, I should have waited on the Lord. I should have waited on the Lord. Yes, I should have.
But so what happened after that? You gave him all his money. Now he's gone. So now what happens in your
life?
Well,
let me tell you what's going on. I'm still looking for a man.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You didn't give up after that.
I have not given up.
Okay. So how are you? So how did? So since that experience, though, so you've kind of nixed the internet as a way to find a man. How are you looking now? I mean, are you looking? Are you going to church? Are you looking in church or at the bars? Or where are you looking for? The grocery? And, you know, they always used to say looking in the vegetables was a good place to find a man.
Oh, honey, you found all kind of rotten apples up in there, too. child, you know what? Honey, I just got to pray about this thing.
Right.
I just got to pray about it. And I think the Lord's going to send me a man. I do. Okay. I really do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to keep waiting.
And waiting. And waiting.
Now, let me just ask a question. Let me just be the devil's advocate here today. What happens if a man doesn't come pretty soon, though, Annie Mae?
Oh!
I mean, it's been a few years here now, Annie. I mean, you are getting a little older.
Oh, he's coming. Oh, I just haven't met. I'm going to meet that man. I'm going to meet him that, yeah.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just wonder how long do you give the Lord to bring a man into your life?
If I have to wait forever, I will wait. I will wait, yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I might be telling a little lie here. Let me watch myself. I don't want to be lying on.
Well, what do you like to do for fun, Annie Mae?
Oh, my goodness. Now, I love to dance.
You love to dance?
Yeah. Now, how did they call me the brick house around here?
The brick house?
Yeah.
Why do they call you the brick house now, Annie? I mean, they can't see you dancing in your seat, but why do they call you the brick house?
Oh, I got a shape now. 36, 24, 36. Yeah.
Wow.
I got a shape.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, like you say, I'm getting up in age now. Now, I can't move like I used to.
Yeah.
You know, I might not can cut the mustard now, but I can still spread the mayonnaise, Anne. Girl, don't you get me started,
because
I'm trying to be nice up in here.
Okay, all right. Annie Mae Crabtree is with us right now, folks. And, she is something else. Now, is it hot in here? Because I know you got that fan that you keep fan in here.
Yeah. Well, I just have to have it, you know. I get a little excited when I get to talking about all kind of different things, you know.
Okay. Oh, so, do you have any hobbies?
Let's see. Hobbies. Besides eating and, reading the Bible. Now, I do make a little bit of white lightning.
White lightning?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Why are you into this white lightning?
Well, now, this is passed down for generation after generation after generation.
Oh, yeah. It's a family recipe.
It's a family recipe. And, honey, I use it for like a acting medicine, you know.
Medicinal purposes only.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when your bones and things aching and all that kind of stuff, just get your little twig of it.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want to drink too much of it. Because it's powerful, honey.
Powerful. Okay.
Don't you get me started up in here, Ann. Don't you get me started.
So you have a distillery?
No.
No? Okay.
No. But, I'm not going to get into that on the radio.
Okay, I just thought I'd ask about that because, you know, I think George Jones had a song about white lightning, didn't he? I think so. Yeah, a little white lightning.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I understand that you are actually Friday morning. You're going to be on TV. Are you ready for your TV debut?
Oh, that's right, with that good-looking Jack Roper. Yeah, I can't wait, honey. I am so excited to see him. Oh, I mean, yeah, but they're going to interview me, of course. Right. But I want to see Jack Roper.
So how do you think you're going to approach this? I mean, when Jack Roper, well, you know, when they introduce you, you're just going to walk right up and lay a big one on him?
Oh, yeah, I might just sit in his lap. You just don't never know what I'm going to do. But, you know, I don't want to startle anybody. I'll come in there real nice and sweet, you know.
Right.
Yeah, then I might just jump on him.
Well, I know you're going to do great on Friday when you see Jack Roper and have a good time. Then I understand in April you're going to be over there with Tony Spearman at the Blues Fest right over there in Clemson.
Yes. Oh, I love Tony. Yeah, that's my girl.
That's your girl.
Yeah, Tony got me going now. Yeah.
Well, I think this is terrific. I tell you what, we need to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and I heard that there were a few more items you wanted to pick up out there in the store.
Girl, hold me back. Hold me back. I cannot wait. Open the doors. All right. Let me in.
She's going out, folks. Hey, Annie will be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, in my studio in the back. I am here. Gosh, I tell you what, whew, I sure am glad, Annie, you came back to rescue me from that Annie Mae Crabtree.
Oh, my gosh, she didn't damage anything in here.
No, she didn't damage anything, but she wanted to buy everything. I had to send her back out into the gallery where we're selling stuff. She's a trip.
I know. I mean, everything's okay in here, right?
Right, everything's okay.
She didn't
okay.
shake anything up.
No, oh, but she told us some stories.
She is something else.
That's right. You know, and I can see why she's such a hit at so many events and everything, because she just is, she's a character from the past, right?
That's right.
She is one of those ones that you just want to see over and over again.
She's a blast from the past.
Yeah, exactly. So, I know she's like your alter ego, but when you were putting all this together, we talked earlier in the show, and I think mm-hmm. maybe people would understand a little better now since they've heard at least Annie Mae Crabtree. What were some of the, there had to be some things as you were putting this together that helped you. I mean, was there any part of your family that helped you or anybody that said, you know, that would be funny if you added that, or, you know, it's good. Do you need an extra hat or you need some glasses? You know, people are always giving opinions.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my dad, I want to mention my dad. He's 95 years old.
Wow.
He's a veteran.
Yes.
A veteran. I say veteran. Veteran.
Veteran. Mm-hmm.
And he's very humorous. And he gave me some of the ideas.
I'm putting that
and
together.
And lines of putting it together.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
How does he feel about you doing this humor act?
Oh, he loves it. And sometimes it depends on, like I say, church functions that I go to. Yeah. Sometimes he comes and sometimes he helps out.
Wow.
He helps me out and say a few words or a few lines and helps me out with it. And all people they just love it.
Now, you're the youngest of 9 children.
I'm the youngest.
Wow. So I'll bet it makes your dad really proud to be able to help out and to be there and be 95. So he must be in pretty good shape.
He does pretty good. Now, his hearing is not the best, but...
Well, that can go for a lot of humor. Jeff doesn't hear me many times.
He doesn't even hear me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did he hear what I'm saying? But he does pretty good for himself. He gets around pretty good.
That's
95 years old.
95.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a hearing aid?
He does.
He does.
Thank
okay.
God. He does have that.
Thank God he has a hearing aid. I know what you're talking about because I deal with Jeff, and it's amazing how transposed things can be from what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say something and you think you've been perfectly clear with it.
Right.
And then, you know, it just never comes out exactly that way, what somebody has heard.
That's right.
You know, that could be quite a comedy routine right there.
Oh, like you're giving me ideas.
Annie Mae Crabtree and Dad without his hearing aid. Oh, that could be interesting.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he has to be very, very proud of what you've done and how you're headed with this. And the nice thing is that this is a routine that can just keep growing and evolving.
It can. And hopefully, you know, that's what I'm working on.
Yeah.
Want it to grow.
What would be your goal 5 years from now? What would you like? Where would you like to be?
Oh, my goodness.
In Las Vegas? No, I don't know. Where would you like to be, Annie Mae?
I tell you what, I just want to be happy.
Okay.
Just happy. It's not, it's really not about, all about the success or all about the money.
Okay.
But I do want to look back and say I did accomplish something
sure.
that I could be proud of,
sure.
you know, and pass down to, I didn't have any children, but I got 35 nieces and nephews.
35?
So I can pass that down to some of the other. Like, I got one nephew that's, you know,
part
he's following
show.
My, yeah, kind of following behind me in my footsteps. So I can just pass that off to them. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
You just never know how, you know, what the future, you know, holds for me.
Do you ever get together and have all those 35 nieces and nephews and family all together and you put on a routine for them?
We do at Christmas.
At Christmas?
Mm-hmm. And like I say, that's kind of how it all started. Just playing around at home,
mm-hmm.
doing skits, cause, you know, doing the church get together at home.
Right.
And it kind of evolved into that character.
And do they think you're funny or do they think you're old-fashioned?
Well,
I mean, just, you know, because kids today have such different opinions and
right.
with the internet and their iPads and
mm-hmm.
all this stuff. I would be curious that, would they think, oh, yeah, Aunt Freely, Aunt Annie is pretty funny.
Well, I get, it's like a half and half thing.
Yeah,
some laugh. Some are even scared of me when the way I dress up, you know, some of the little children, the scream with the makeup and the hair and everything.
Right.
And some, they just laugh and they love it.
Right.
Because with some of the children, we do games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we do dance routines with them and we do a lot of fun things where they can
interact and participate.
And we read the Bible verses, and maybe if they can get those questions right, they win a prize. Just fun things for the children. I got a Annie Mae Crabtree dance that I do.
An Annie Mae Crabtree dance.
And the children join in with me. Mm-hmm.
Dare I ask what the dance is? Is it anything, you know, is it the chicken dance or is it, you know?
Well, it's more for exercise. You move
right.
your arms, move your legs.
Right.
It's do everything I do. Follow me, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
But they enjoy it. They do.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Well, you know, someday I may be sitting here at my little table here and I can say, you know, years ago, we had Annie Mae Crabtree, and I just saw her in Vegas.
Now, wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah,
it never hurts to dream big, does it?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Just never know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. And this is a great opportunity for you on Friday
mm-hmm.
to be up there on Jack Roper's show, and then, of course, to be in April to be on the... at the Blues Fest, opening act for Tony Spearman. God, it's been, I think, maybe a couple of years since we've actually had Tony on the show with us. So,
okay.
And uh-huh. Tony said we needed to have you on, and I tell you what, we are so glad we did have you on today.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. That's a blessing.
Well, I mean, I feel like I got a twofer here today. I had two guests in one.
Well, you'd had a treat today.
I did. So listen, how do people find out about you now? If they want to follow, if they want to give you a call and maybe book you or talk about booking you, what do they do?
Okay, I can start with my phone number.
Okay.
Let's see, 864-992.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
8416.
Okay, 992-8416.
And then my email, do you want me to?
Email, OL. How about we'll give them a phone number, and do you have a website or Facebook?
Okay, they can go to YouTube. On YouTube, just look up.
This says WCRS right here in Greenwood. Okay, go ahead.
YouTube, just look up, go up under Anime Crabtree.
Oh, so Annie Freely doesn't even exist, huh? Crabtree.
Just Anime Crabtree.
Okay.
And then you can, and then Facebook. I am on Facebook.
You are on Facebook, mm-hmm. as
Annie Freely.
I was Annie Freely.
And all my information is on there.
Okay, mm-hmm. That'd be a great place to look. Annie Freely. Now, how do you spell Freely?
F-R-E-E-L-Y.
Well, that's easy. Freely. Mm-hmm.
Freely.
Okay, and if you want to find out more, again, if you'd like to book her, all you need to do is call her at 992-8416. That's 992-8416. In this area, there's not even any real travel because you live right here in Ware Shoals.
Hey,
that's great.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful. Well, we wish you all the best, and thanks so much for coming. And we'll have to send a big thank you out there to Tony for recommending that you come on and talk to us.
Oh, and thank you, Ann, for having me come on. Yeah. I really appreciate this.
This was fun.
This opportunity. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to wrap it up with us. But you'll be able to hear the podcast, and of course, there will be the video posted on YouTube. If you'd like to call Annie, call her 992-8416, or check her out on Facebook, Annie Freely, F-R-E-E-L-Y. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.